I just heard, and this was October 3rd, 2014, Naomi Klein say that the problem, the source of the inertia of we the people being stuck in this system, is that we, quote unquote, have an extractivist mindset. I actually think the problem is that the official spokespersons for we the people have a management mindset, a deep belief that we must be managed, we the people, which leads them to help power with that project unconsciously, essentially help power manage the world. And this gets back to that Kissinger book, World Order. We'll be talking about that notion of world order. So they want these official spokespeople. They want to give us jobs so we can continue to exist and not get restless while power keeps chipping away at us. I heard a repeat yesterday of a conversation with the woman who'd written a book about the sixth great extinction of species, and somebody called in to say, isn't the problem population? And I said out loud to the radio, as I am wont to do, oh, don't you worry, power's working on that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But as always, we, over the airwaves, the official spokespeople, reinforce this notion that we are the problem and not the system. That it's not that we have an economic system that's unfair. Excuse me. It's not that we have a power, a class system that's unfair. There's simply too many of us, right? So we have to sort of, in order to preserve this system, and it is an economic system and it is a class system and they are one and the same thing, two sides of the same coin, and I guess we have to have a three-sided coin to throw in governance, the state, or it can all be unified in that global state, which is power's aim. But we have always been conditioned to put saving the economy first. So it leads to you. So this is the illogic that it leads to. Somebody calling in and saying the economic system can't support all of these people. So we need to control population to get more in sync with the economic system. That's straight up propaganda. Straight up propaganda. There's not too many of us. The problem is we have been kept captive. Our imaginative, our creative force has been dismantled. And the resources of the planet have been put in private hands and kept from us. And I shouldn't say dismantled. I should say sat on, suppressed. Because we wouldn't still be struggling along if we weren't enormously creative, given the disproportion in means that we have always been confronted with. So power is working on that so-called overpopulation problem. Unleash a catastrophe here, a massive famine and drought there, and poof, before you know it, look at that, less people. And if our whistleblower in the DARPA is correct, they successfully got rid of 200,000 Haitians at one single stroke. There you go. See, power's on it. Please, I don't ever want to hear again, unless somebody is a paid agent, any of us say the problem is overpopulation, please.